Don't you want this? Don't you want this? If you want this, you have to stop with this. That's it. That's the thing. That's just how it is. That's just how it works. That's just how it is.
Hey, come closer. Let me tell you a tale. A very sordid tale that ends the same way every single day. Day in, day out. You might be familiar. I knew a guy. He used to work very hard. 12-hour shifts at the Nintendo Switch factory. At the end of the day, he'd managed to scrape his body up off the lounge for just long enough he was able to make himself a very nutritious dinner of vegan chicken tendies and Pepsi Max. And after that, he's thinking, whoa, wow, very proud of myself I am. Very proud of myself. And so he gets into bed, gets his aching, brittle, f***ed up bones into his bed. And now, it's time for dessert. How do I know this tale? Because that man was me. How do I know this tale? Because that man was me. I'm that guy. And what was dessert? Dessert was yet another hour on top of hours of doom scrolling and dopamine harvesting. Absolutely grabbing my fucking prefrontal cortex like a crocodile and rolling that shit. Death rolling that shit till it falls apart. Till it fails to function as God intended. Yet another awful, depressing tale. Yet just another tale of the dangers of big fucking, big slapping and and a big on that the biggest you've ever seen, big Japanese gets her style. That's the this tale is that's the moral of the story. That's the dangers of this. But what if I told you there was a solution somewhere in the midst? You don't have to jock your fucking dick until it bleeds anymore. You don't have to. You don't have to do that. We have a solution. The scientists came together and they figured it out. They figured out the fucking solution and we know what it is now. What if I told you I could give it to you? Simply watch this video and by the end, you'll probably still be jacking it. I don't know. But hey, maybe you'll get chickens.
Welcome. Are you relaxed?
Told bro we pluck hard.
Viewer zone in.
It's April Clucks.
Nice.
Uh-oh, sorry depression. You can't get to me while I'm stroking this chicken.
I'm gonna tell you, this is not gonna be a lecture, okay? I don't have to tell you that watching porn is bad. Porn inherently, is it bad? I don't know. I'm not here to say shit. I don't know shit about fuck. For a brain like mine, that's just ready to grab the balls of my prefrontal cortex and squeeze them like getting a blood out of a stone. Yeah, maybe that's bad. Maybe watching porn's fucking bad, okay? The problem is that it's an addict's mindset of, I got really quick dopamine and serotonin out of this, so I'm gonna be doing that all the time. Like, obviously, that's fucking bad. I'm not gonna tell you that's fucking bad. I'm not gonna tell you that's fucking bad. We both know that's bad. That's terrible. That's awful. And if you're watching this, chances are you're going, oh yeah, that's me. Yeah, that's me too. Shit, that kind of relates to me too. Watching this also, you might be like, oh nope, I need my emotional support jocking my little dick hole until it bleeds. I need that. I need my subreddits. I need r/ most heinous Western fucking degeneracy that, you know, our tiny little pea brain simply cannot comprehend. I need that. I actually need that. And hey bud, hey, if you need that, you go ahead. You go ahead and you enjoy that. I'm not stopping you. I simply could not. It's the blind leading the blind here. Okay, it's the blind leading the blind. But what I do know is that there is a solution. There is maybe a solution for you. And hey, all you have to do is watch the rest of this video and that solution's gonna come out of the mist, reveal itself to you. Yeah, first, let's just go over the facts. Okay, let's go over the facts. Like I mentioned, if you're watching this video, chances are you're maybe someone that you're a fucking Kuma, okay? Maybe you're a Kuma. If you don't know what that is, don't look into it. You don't need to look into it. Your brain, you've skated past a facet of internet culture that you simply don't need to know about. You don't need to know about because it's only going to make your life worse. So if you don't know what that is, cool. If you do know what that is, you found this video correctly. Whoa, the video found you. Well, the algorithm did its job. That's great. That's fucking fantastic. Cool. And who knows? Maybe at one point in those evenings, in those late evenings, or fuck it, morning, midday, whenever, because that's just kind of how the addiction works. You've thought, oh God, I wish I could stop. It's kind of the thing. It's like after you do it, you're like, I wish that I could stop doing this. I wish I could stop doing this. It's like kind of like the post-nut clarity, you know, close the fucking 50 tabs that you had open with some of the most heinous shit that it's just like, God, what am I doing? What am I doing? And the algorithm's good. The algorithm's good. And it showed you this video because it knows that it's time to make some changes. It'll try anything. And here you are. Here you are now. You know, you've tried the Patrick Bateman Fonk edits. Okay. You've tried squatting two plate below parallel. You know, you've tried hating women. It's none of it's working. It's like, what do we do? What do we do? And there is perhaps one thing that you've not tried. There is perhaps one thing you've not tried. Maybe there's one thing you haven't tried. If you're still rinsing your brain every day with big fucking cums, and you keep going, you keep falling into this pit, you're this nasty little level 64 swamp goblin, just clawing at any woman that comes past, any like object of your desire. You're just like, you know, you're becoming less and less of a human being. You're seeing these objects of your desire just through the lens of jerking it. That's bad. That's pretty bad. Problem is that's scaring the hoes. The hoes roll a nat 20 perception check every time. They can smell desperation. They can smell when you don't know how to speak to another human being. It can smell when you have communication problems. They know. And this isn't going to be some lecture about, oh, you just be yourself and it's all going to be fine. Oh, just look smax and bone smash and, you know, fix yourself. And, you know, do X, Y, Z. It's like, not going to be that. It's not going to be that. Okay. It's not going to be forced advice. It's just 3 years ago, that was me. I was the one scaring the hoes. I was terminally chan-pilled and cum-brained and did not know how to talk to people. And I would like to pass on, perhaps, the ability to do that. And you might be thinking, oh, you're a woman and life's on easy mode for you, so it's fine. Do you think that communication problems and fitting into society is a gendered issue? Because it's not. If you're a young woman growing up in Australia and the only methods of communication you've learnt are through websites like Newgrounds, fucking Mongolian basket weaving forums, Neopets, you know, it's just not going to be very good for you. Now, people be like, oh, but you're a woman and, you know, you could have easily gotten a relationship and it would be easy for you and, you know, you can have sex whenever you want because there's always like a man available to fuck and it's going to be super easy for you. If you're only looking to have sex with people, then you're already doing things incredibly wrong. People will be like, oh, but you could just have sex. Like, it doesn't matter if you're porn addicted because you're a woman and you can just have sex with anyone. Yeah, oh, that'd be cool. Yeah, imagine if I just was sucking and fucking, you know, if I just had no communication skills as a child growing up terminally online in the sticks of Australia. And I was like, you know what? Hell yeah. Now I'm addicted to porn and my standards of interacting with people are so twisted, so sick and twisted that I'm now just going to suck and fuck anyone that's able to, because I've got this like addiction now and it needs to be met, needs to be, you know, I need to continue experiencing, you know, big fucking, whoa, like that's way too sexy. I need to be getting way too sexy. And, you know, it's like, you know, the people that have got porn addictions know this, you know, it gets worse and worse and you start craving and you're looking for things that are more exciting and blah, blah, blah. It's like, fuck that. If your mindset is, oh, just fucking is good and I just want to spend like my youth fucking and sucking, then you no one taught you right. No one taught you right. And here I am today, going to teach you right. In many ways, I feel like being a cum-brained woman is actually much worse than being a cum-brained man. Because within male spaces, maybe there's like a level of camaraderie. Maybe there's like a level of camaraderie there. Maybe dudes are like, oh, that's, you know, yeah, we're all jocking it. We're all beating our dicks off till they fucking bleed. We're all doing that. Oh, yeah, cool, sweet. And not, there's like, I think people would be quick to label this as like pick me behavior. The problem is that like I so desperately wanted to fit in, but I was just so far beyond being able to relate to peers my age because I had been radicalized by online pornography and, you know, Mongolian basket weaving forums. Just don't let your kids, don't give your kids iPads. Don't give your kids iPads. I didn't have an iPad. I had access to a Dell computer. Don't give your kids Dell PCs. Don't give your kids, look, if we're leaving this video with anything, it's don't give your kids Windows XP. you learn anything today, please, please have it be don't give your kids access to Windows 98. Just don't. Because it's all over. Windows 98 is a gateway drug to Windows XP. And then it's all over from there.
It's all over.
That's right. That's a big reveal. Oh, big reveal. April from Funny Chicken Videos used to be a porn addict. You said, wow, who could have guessed it? Who could have guessed the woman that spends most of her time alone, spent her formative years fucking beating that shit to the grave. And you might be like, wow, that's a little bit too much information. It's a little bit too much information. Yeah, but the thing is that I'm sharing this information because I know that there are others out there who are in the same space, who are desperate to find just a way out. Just a fucking way out. How the fuck do I get a way out? I want to get out of this. I want to stop doing this. I want to stop. I want to learn how to be a person. I want to be a real boy. I want to be a real boy. You can be a real boy. Or gal or whatever you want. Whatever the fuck you want. You can be a real person. Just one secret. One little tiny secret. There's one tiny little secret solution for you. And that's... What is that? Okay, here we go. Top 5 reasons why you should replace jacking off with chickens. Number 1, chickens are just as enjoyable as jacking off. They are. I sit out here and I hang out with these little fucking circular... these feathered little circles. I hang out with little orbs and it's just as fun as jacking off, if not better. And if you want to choke the chicken, you can choke him. Fuck it. You can choke him. You can get a little freaky with it. Number 2, they're fun little guys. And hey, if you're jarking it constantly, it's probably because you're lonely, you know, and you want to suddenly be hanging around with billions of your potential children. Hey, maybe if you're jacking it, it's because you're lonely and you're wanting to be hanging out with, you know, suddenly a billion extra people. That's sure. Hang out with some chickens instead. Number 3, learn to scramble eggs. How about you cultivate them? What if you learn how to cultivate them? That's a little different. That's a little ascended. That's better than big fucking anime. You might be wondering, April, there's no replacement for breasts. There's no replacement for breasts. I'm a breast guy. First of all, stop calling them breasts. Okay, stop calling them breasts. Second of all, you can easily replace breasts with box. You can replace breasts with box. It's the same shit. A box for each breast. That's what I always say. I've always said this. A box a day keeps the breasts away. A box a day keeps the breasts away. I've always said that. Finally, the big one. You're like, hey, the problem is that I like watching people fuck. My friend, have you considered clucking? No, it's not the last joke reused. It's not. It's a whole new one. You've just been wasting away up here. Your fucking mind is falling apart. Your mind is falling apart. And for what? If you want this, you just have to give up that. You release this into the world, and in turn, the universe will provide you with that. Don't you want that for yourself? So hey, with all of this in mind, now you know. This one special little secret.
The secret is getting off Reddit. The secret is getting off Reddit.
Thanks for getting to the end of the video, motherfuckers. If you enjoyed this, smash that like button. Smash that like button like you smash your fucking dick.